Hello, my name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you looking for a testing site to be tested for the COVID-19, a swab test?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I called the wrong number because I was looking for the site for the vaccination. I wanted to take the shot.
Oh, okay, we have a different number that you can call to register. I'm going to go ahead and provide you with that number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Oh, okay. Now, if I have any questions about the eligibility about it, would they be able to answer that for me?
That's correct. Now, I don't think they can qualify you on that line, but they pre-register anyone. So, only thing, when you pre-register, you just wait until the health department gives you a call to actually schedule you. And they'll tell you if they're going to qualify you or not.
Oh, okay, because I just registered online. I just had a question I wanted to ask. Is it a number I can call and ask a question about eligibility? Because I didn't see it on the website, the question I had.
Let me check for you 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here with you. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
violated.
Hey, ma'am, what's the actual question you had?
I just want to know, I'm a caregiver for a veteran who has terminal cancer, and I was just wondering, what would I fit in a category as far as, like, when they giving it to, like, healthcare workers or somebody who work in a nursing home or something like that?
Okay, 1 second.
Have I already been on?
Hey, ma'am, I'm sorry for that hold. So the information is now we're pre-registering anyone. So on this line, we can't tell you if you qualify. But the information is usually it's on the website. It's under did you go under COVID vaccine? It should say COVID-19 vaccine. It should say who's eligible. And it gives you like a whole script. Did you see that part?
Okay. No, I didn't, but I'll go back on there and look because I've already filled out the little form that I needed to fill out to let me know when it's going to be in my area. Yeah. I've already
okay, so you were already registered? Well,
yeah,
pre-registered.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. So, yeah, if you've already pre-registered, you're good. It's just the only thing with you should see it on the website. It's under COVID-19 vaccine, who's eligible. Then after the little paragraphs that it give you, it should say get vaccinated. So you should see like a blue and red, like a pencil and a exclamation mark. You should see it on the website. You just have to go under who's eligible. And it should say
okay.
Those currently eligible for vaccine in Alabama are healthcare workers, nursing home agents. It's not necessarily going to say what you qualify for. It wouldn't be on
right.
the website. I know that. So
okay.
Most of the time when you take care of a person, it's because they're a healthcare worker. So that's what you would be considered as.
Okay. So I still might be beginning. I also was thinking because he was a veteran that might help.
Usually that does qualify. Anytime a person takes care of like a citizen, elderly person, you're considered a healthcare worker.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go look on there again.
Gotcha. All right. Was there anything else for me?
No, and thank you so much for your help.
No problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today.